This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Good morning from London, Kelvin. Good evening to you.
Good evening over at my end and very good morning to you, Johnny.
Of course, it's January the 20th, 2025. A big day geopolitically with Donald Trump taking office. He'll be inaugurated later on today, and we'll talk about that in a moment or two and the economic and financial repercussions of what's going to happen today. But before that, let's get the latest on the markets where you are at the moment, Kelvin.
Yeah, sure. What's interesting over here is that it seems to us that market is now rather positive in terms of the risk assets. So if you take into consideration the one that is very closely watched will be the China and Hong Kong stock market. As we know that in the last few months, there's this campaign policy of Trump enacting a much more higher trade tariffs towards China. But what's interesting over here is that over last Friday, Trump mentioned in his social truth media platform that he has a chat with China President Xi, and that particular tweet that made on his social media platform was overall the call between him and the Chinese president was a rather good footing. So that kind of give a bit of encouraging signs that perhaps today, during his inauguration speech later on, he may not mention about trade tariffs. That actually explained to us the positive feedback loop that is being extended today into the Hong Kong stock market as well as the China stock market. So at the end of today, Asia session, the Hang Seng managed to add a positive gain of 1.75%, and the CSI 300 managed to gain marginally by 0.45%. And what's interesting over here is that the Hang Seng index has been rallying in the past four consecutive sessions after the kind of a retest at the key 200-day moving average on last Monday.
Normally when a president is inaugurated, he makes a speech, but today it's actually going to be more significant because rumor has it that there's going to be a whole raft of orders. Apparently, he's going to be signing these orders within 24 hours or so, which is very unusual. Normally, it will take a few weeks or indeed a few months. So markets will have a very close eye on this inauguration speech as to what President Trump will say.
Yes, precisely. So I think market will be totally focusing on things that Trump that could actually issue on his executive order. So one for sure is the anti-immigration policy to actually deport hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants from the US. And most importantly is the trade tariffs policy, because that doesn't really need a Congress approval under the portion of the national security juncture that Trump could actually base his powers on this national security issue to actually issue these executive orders to ignite X amount of or percentage of trade tariffs against America's major trading partners. But what we could see over here is very interesting over here is that in my own personal point of view is that the trade tariffs exact quantum is yet to be decided, because if you look at the last week or so, there's actually a debate among Trump's inner circle where we have seen one particular camp, which is led by the incoming Treasury Secretary. They are more pragmatic. That means they do not want to have a kind of a negative boomerang impact on higher trade tariffs that could have on the US economy. That means, i.e., if Trump were to issue one shot additional 60% tariffs on China, additional 20% tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and even in Eurozone, that could actually see market saving out higher inflationary pressure back into the US, and that potentially could create a negative feedback loop to risk asset. Whereas this pragmatic camp, which is led by the incoming US Treasury Secretary to offer more of a step-up tariffs approach, that means, i.e., instead of one shot enacting higher percentage, they will rather go slow in the first initial phase to actually allow US to gain much more negotiation ground. Then, on the other hand, we have the other camp, which is being led by the Secretary of State, the incoming Secretary of State. He's more like a China hawk who actually he envisaged a much more tougher stance towards China. So right now, there is no clear scenario which particular camp has a higher say in Trump's ears. So I do not see the trade tariffs to be kind of a confirmed executive order of a trade tariffs to be issued within 24 hours today. That may take a bit of time. So that has really kind of being a so-called price into the market right now, where we start to see the rather rosy performance of the China stock market and the Hong Kong stock market in today's Asia session.
As we know, Donald Trump has promised big changes for the world's largest economy. Big cuts to taxes, cuts to regulation and the size of government. They're all on the agenda. Having said that, many of his policies could actually hurt the economy more than help it, because he's saying that prices will come down. Well, that is a risky pledge, isn't it? Because prices rarely fall unless there's an economic crisis. He's also pinned his claims to promises to expand US oil and gas production, you know, drill, baby, drill and all that. He says that will reduce energy costs. But the forces that affect inflation and energy prices are mostly outside presidential control. So it's a big call, isn't it, really? It might be true. It might happen. But it's a big risk.
Yes, precisely. Because if you look at his current pet policy of what you call it, higher trade tariffs, coupled with this rather steep corporate tax cuts, that actually require Congress approval. So if that tax cuts, corporate tax cuts is being passed as intended by Trump, together with higher trade tariffs, that could potentially induce tit-for-tat measures from US major trading partners, especially China, that could actually lead to what I call higher inflationary pressure in the US. So we're talking about how does that actually fulfill Trump's campaign promises to actually reduce inflationary costs. So I think it's a big hill for him to climb. In terms of that, market has really starts to price in potentially higher inflation. We call it a much more higher level of inflation. If you look at the 5-year US break-even rates, the 10-year US break-even rates, all actually moving up higher since post-US presidential election, and they are now trading above the 2% long-term inflation target as desired by the US central bank.
So that's today and the inauguration specifically, Kelvin. But what about the rest of the week? What will markets be looking out for?
So for this rest of the week, I think the key interesting thing in terms of global macro data, which is all economic data, will be towards the end of the week, which is Friday. Because on Friday, we do see a slew of flash PMI number compiled by S&P Global across the region. So we do have the flash PMI data for January for both the services and manufacturing PMI up from Eurozone, up from UK and even the US. So that will be out on this coming Friday. And also on this Friday, we do see the Bank of Japan releasing its first monetary policy meeting outcome for 2025. So that is on the 24th of January, which is this Friday. So what's interesting over here is that market participant now has started to price in a live BOJ meeting. If you look at the Japanese overnight interest rate swaps market, we do see a high odds of the BOJ rising the overnight Japanese short-term policy rates by another 25 basis points to 0.5%, because that also being a signal by Bank of Japan Governor Yuda and his deputy last week about much more optimism about higher wage growth in the Japanese economy for this year. So that has really been more or less expected and slowly fit into the overnight interest rate swap market. And what's interesting to see over here is that if BOJ starts to disappoint the market again this Friday, potentially we may start to see a bit of a spike up in the dollar strength into the dollar yen. Because if you look at the dollar yen, has been so far trading below the key resistance level at that 158.35, 158.80 level since the last 2 weeks. But he has been still holding above its 50-day moving average that is roughly acting as a support level at 154.15. So these are the key levels to watch out for the dollar yen as we head into the BOJ monetary policy decision outcome out on this Friday.
Excellent. Thank you, Kelvin. We'll speak to you again very soon.
Sure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.